Christ Jesus, every day I praise you, my voice blending with the prayer of every generation. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim, thank you. Welcome everybody to Keith and the Girl. That's Sean Donnelly. We'll get to know him in a minute. Met him at a Keith and the Girl bingo. Very funny. Your stand-up that day was funny. Talking to you after was very interesting.
Thank you.
Exciting to have you here. I want to mention this, speaking of the prayer. I just learned about this. And of course, why not? I don't know who upsets me more. Atheists or the religious? I really don't know. I guess the religious brings about more evil that I notice than atheists. Right. But atheists are annoying. Atheists, you are annoying.
I understand why you would think the atheist groups are annoying, because they seem to be nitpicky, like, how come there's a cross up there? Why is there a Jewish star? But it's mostly crosses, because this country is more, apt to put
it's
up crosses.
Yeah.
So, they go for, not everybody's Christian in that building, and so why are you picking one side? I think a lot of times they're right, but it seems annoying, like you said. It just seems like, can we not argue about this?
Annoying and petty. I do believe in a separation between church and state. I don't understand why In God We Trust is on our dollar bills. However, here's the story I'm reading. You have the 9/11 memorial going up here in New York City. And if you recall, after, the destruction of 9/11, two of the big steel beams from one of the buildings formed a cross. It's in all the pictures there for a while, it's something people can physically see when they're thinking about their loved ones as they pass ground zero. I don't believe in God anymore. I think it's beautiful. I liked it. I thought it was nice to look at. I'm not even necessarily equating God with it, whether it's a cross that held God or not. It's a symbol to me, and I think it's nice. And atheists are disgusted by it, and they're suing to have it not put in to the 9/11 Memorial Museum.
Now, I understand that this is annoying, because the 9/11 Memorial Museum, like, how could you be against anything with a title like that? I mean, we're all very sensitive. A lot of people lost a lot of lives. I think, anyone living in New York knew someone who got injured or somehow was affected. I knew somebody whose, father died. I mean, I'm not saying woe is me or boohoo or anything. I wasn't as affected as other people. It just was devastating, obviously. Okay, so we just stated the obvious. The cross, yes, beautiful. I sometimes want to buy cross jewelry, but I don't want to represent Jesus or any other religion. Right. Do you know what I mean? So I don't buy it. Because you know what, Keith? As pretty as you think it is, and as much as you don't believe in God, it's still Jesus related. That's a cross. It's not a T. We're not, crossing our T's here. And don't forget that you were raised with a cross. This is not weird for you to see a cross. There were Jews in that building. There were Muslims in that building. There were a lot of different kinds of people in that building that don't relate to this cross. They relate to the beams, and the beams are pretty. But you can't just go, that cross doesn't mean Jesus. You can't say that. Sean, what were you thinking?
Well, I just think it's a major coincidence. I think that, the only reason that it's associated with Jesus is because you had a bunch of people saying that's associated with Jesus.
What, back in the day or now?
Now, the beams at the building I'm talking about.
You think that, a lot of different beams fell in a lot of different ways. Why was the one that fell in a cross significant? Because it means something to somebody. Oh, God was still watching over us somehow, even though people were flinging themselves off the building. I don't know how that gets associated in that way, but I'm not there to judge at somebody's mourning. So I think this is a judgment. Like, there's no way, I can't believe this is your argument. There's no way that that cross doesn't mean, and there's no way that that T doesn't mean the cross that is Jesus Christ, that is related to Christianity. Why else would this mean so much to people? Everything landed in a lot of different shapes that day.
Oh, yeah.
But no real shape. For example, people are like, well, why the cross? Why not the Star of David? If beams formed the Star of David,
then that'd be amazing.
I'd be shocked, and I'd be happy with that.
I'd switch to Judaism if the beams fell in the Star of David.
I would have another bat mitzvah. Yeah. You're all invited. There will be franks and little dough pieces.
No, I think because it means so much to so many people, it should be in the museum. But it doesn't mean that it means like that to everybody. You just have a lot of people that like to shoot stuff down no matter how religious it is. It doesn't matter.
What?
It can be minute religious.
You just enlightened me, sir. Actually, you know what I was thinking is this is going to be somewhere in front where that's the only thing. It's going to be part of the museum. I retract some of what I said. First of all, I still think that you guys can't say it's not representing Jesus Christ. It shouldn't be your argument. I can't tell you it's not your argument, but it's a weird argument. It is for Jesus Christ, but it's one of the pieces in the museum representing what some of the people felt that day,
right.
And they should have that.
Right.
And if other things represented things, if maybe somebody found a piece of jewelry that had... a Star of David, and that was in the museum. I don't think people can argue that.
No.
It's symbolic of what people felt. And so every piece in that museum can't be symbolic of everything everybody felt that day. So there's probably going to be a firefighter uniform or something. Not everybody was a firefighter, you know?
Right.
So in terms of that, then yeah, why have it... It's the only thing that represented, it's the only thing that landed in that way that made someone feel that way. It's part of the museum. It's not the entrance to the museum. It's not the museum's symbol.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Okay, so I'm okay with it.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Sean.
No, you're welcome. I'm glad I helped.
The exhibit will also carry a Jewish prayer shawl, a Star of David cut from the World Trade Center steel, and a Bible fused to a piece of steel that was found during recovery efforts. So we get at least two things. That's good. The foundation is just saying the cross was added first due to its large size. Calm down a little bit. That's what I'm saying. They can calm down a little bit.
No.
And yes, and maybe the people that that are the family victims, maybe they can do the voting on it. How about that?
I don't think it should be exclusively their right to it, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, they're the only ones that get to vote. Just the people who have families on?
Yeah, because somebody has to vote, and this world's too stupid.
he simplifies things for us on the show.
You really broke it down there.
Hey, I want to mention this. I want to talk about some other things, obviously. Get to know Sean. This show is brought to you by Blobbin.com, BLOBN.com. Go to Blobbin.com/KATG and upload your favorite KATG podcast, music, documents, photos, videos. This is your Blobbin Cloud. You've heard of the cloud.
Yeah.
For those oh-so-private files, we feature secret directories that only you know about. Thank you.
He's pointing at me. Thanks, guys.
Only him that knows about him.
Go to blobn.com. That's blobn.com/KATG and get 50% off our $2 trial.
What?
That's right.
That's retarded.
What a deal. If you're at keithandthegirl.com/chat, you can see what Sean looks like right now, or go to seandonnellycomedy.com. Check him out. You are getting, but he's off the market, ladies. You are getting married.
I'm getting married in 7 days.
Are you nervous?
I'm pooping a brick right now.
How long have you been together?
We've been together for 3 years. So over 3 years.
You know what I was telling him right before the show started? I was
that
like,
all marriages, all relationships seem to end after the wedding. I thought it was inappropriate for her to say, but I noticed it too.
It was a little weird for you to say that. Yeah, I was kind of taken aback when you didn't say that.
I speak the truth.
Yeah.
I broke it down for you this time. No, I was saying that he actually looks excited. He looks like he's looking forward to it. And unfortunately, that's very refreshing.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I am. I'm actually very I've gotten more excited as it's gotten closer.
But you know it seems to not be the norm.
No, it's not. It doesn't mean I wasn't nervous. I was nervous.
Are you nervous about?
Well, it's a huge step. It's a big deal. There's going to be a lot of responsibilities. And now I'm the head of a household, which is weird because I don't know how I can take care of a family. I don't know how to tie a tie. So taking care of a family is going to be very difficult.
Does she have her own job?
Yes, she does.
Do you already live together?
Yes.
How long have you lived together?
Over a year.
Do you have a joint account?
Yes.
Is money an issue? The reason I'm asking this specifically is I just talked to a married friend of mine the other day, and they're having big problems. And one of the big problems, it sounds like, is money. And they have a joint account, but they have a joint account in that they put all their money together, and she spends it all. And that's not really how a joint account should work.
No, that's not joint at all. That's,
right?
That's her account.
You and your girlfriend have a joint account.
Yeah, Lauren and I have a joint account and separate accounts. And before we moved in with each other, we had serious discussions about it because money could really piss people off. It's the number one reason why people break up, and I hate discussing it. So
everybody hates discussing that.
Hate
You're
it.
A grown adult in a job to get some kind of high-paying job. here's my resume. I'm qualified. That sounds good. I don't even want to talk to you. I'm going to write a number down, slide it to you. You cannot write another number. We don't even speak of this. The reason you're here daily.
Yeah.
We don't even speak of it.
Yeah. That's a great point. And the reason why I discussed money, or well, we discussed money together before we moved in with each other, is because I don't want to discuss it when it, well, I do want to discuss it when it goes bad, but I don't want it to turn bad and then our first discussion is at a shitty time. So what we decided to do is, and we talked about this in our book, the book is called What Do We Do Now? It's a relationship book, and there's an entire money section on it, talking about how when Keith and I were dating, we nearly broke up twice because of money.
Because of money.
It's easy to break up because of money. As much as you want to be a hippie and it's like money doesn't matter, I fucking hate money.
Yeah.
I hate money.
It really sucks.
It's awful, but I have to talk about it, and I have to make it, and I have to give it to people. So what we decided was we combined the bills. Like, what's rent, let's say? What's Con Ed? What electricity, cable, laundry? What's the basic that we know at the end of the month you go, fuck? Well, what are we going to say fuck about? And we added that up, and then we divided it by two and divided it by weeks. So every week we put the same amount of money in our joint account, and then whatever we do with our other money, it's less likely to piss you off. It's like, if we didn't pay the rent and she buys ice skates, I want to kill her.
Right.
But if if she has whatever she has in the account and she buys ice skates, it's like, yay, we're going ice skating? That's fantastic.
Don't buy me a gift on us.
Exactly.
I got you front row tickets to Motley Crue us.
You would just end up being homeless ice skaters. Right. That's what happens. Yeah.
We also set up, and this is a side thing, 10% of the weekly pay goes to our savings so that we can go on vacations or splurge a little here and there.
See, but you guys are really good. You figured out a good system.
This is, I mean, I feel like the biggest adult ever. I suck at money. And so in order for me not to spend the oh fuck money, I have to put it somewhere else. Like, this is not mine.
I'm going to give you three letters. ING account. Because they take it out of your thing without you knowing, and you can't. It's very hard to take the money out of an ING account.
I've had that, and I took it out.
So you waited the 2 days that you needed to take it? That's what I've been doing. I've been putting money into an ING account.
Yes, and 9-to-5-er.
I think by the way, 9-to-5-er, you're right, exactly.
By the way, yes, it's hard to take money of an ING account because right now they don't have it. Yeah, it's very hard. How safe? Hey, by the way, I owe my mom money. It's very safe right now. Believe me, I can't spend it.
Keith, what do you do?
So we, Catherine's living with me now. I pay the rent. She pays bills. And
see, that's a good system too.
And that's the main system, and then food and stuff, and definitely doing her share, and I'm fine with everything going on. But a lot of people, they don't even discuss this, and you have to. It is awkward, but when I'm telling Kat the places that I'm looking at, I say, you know, this place is $1,000. Are you okay with that? Maybe, you know, let me make sure I'm clearer. Yeah. Are you okay paying $500 a month when you live here? The way, you know, the way it's understood that it's going to be. I got a letter from somebody.
Wait, did you actually have a conversation before, not like without just hinting, hey, are you okay with $1,000? Because your situation is a little different. She's here for the summer.
Right.
Then she goes back.
Right. And I make more money than her, of course. And, you know,
she just got out of college.
And she's going to go back and get her master's before she comes back again. I'm totally fine with this. But absolutely, it's something that we talked about. You have to. And if that's what you're scared about, who knows what? Bigger things are going to happen later in your relationship.
Now, let me ask you this. When you go out to dinner, who pays for dinner every time?
Not me. Not every time. No.
I feel like that's a set. But in my relationship, most of the time, that's a separate world where it becomes like a first date every time where I'm paying for the dinners. And that doesn't figure into the money that's spent every month.
Luckily, she feels guilty about that.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. In fact, it would be, I would go, no, I got this. I'm old fashioned like that too. And I'm like, you know, I have this, I have this. Where now you're being, I'm seeming like an asshole. And she'd almost get mad. I'm like, well, why is this turning into an angry thing? All right, pay.
Go ahead. Right. That's fine.
And you're glad she does, of course. Right. You know?
Well, so how did that work out that you're paying all the time, and do you feel any kind of resentment towards it?
No, it's actually, it's me doing it, and it's not even all the time, but it's most of the time. Just like you said, you want to be a gentleman when you're out there. It feels right to make that, to pay that bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could feel Lauren feeling that way as well, but I feel like what ends up happening is whoever made more money that week is right. more apt to, you know what I mean? It's yeah. like, you know what?
That's a losing contest. When yeah, you, yeah. Just, oh, you made 50 extra bucks. Guess what? We're going out.
Yeah, yeah.
You decide to go out. Yeah.
I know what we're doing with that 50 bucks.
Hey, it was a good week for my CDs. Jeez.
Yeah, so our listeners determine who pays for the right. dinner.
Yeah. They're deciding the fate of your relationship.
That's right. They decide who gets to be a gentleman today.
But so you don't feel the resentment to your fiance?
No, not at all. Not even not at all. And don't get me wrong. She does pay, but I think most of the time and she's listening to this right now. Right. So, but it's true. She does pay part of the time. But I always feel I have that right. almost like that. Instinct to pay. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. To pay for the.
I know.
And it doesn't affect right. the rent money, the monthly rent money, and all that kind of stuff.
So, right. do you have a joint account where you put.
Yes, we have a joint account we put money into. We're going to after the wedding. And
when you start getting the wedding checks.
Exactly. That's a great head start. And then we have our own separate accounts. I think that's also key, what you mentioned with the separate accounts. I think having that would make people a lot happier. I think people feel like they have to get a joint account and that's it. I don't think that you don't have to do that.
I think, you know, as much as we have progressed as human beings and as much as, you know, yeah. it is more even now, like, you know, your wife does pay and yeah. she doesn't feel like it's not romantic.
No, right. Yeah.
But I feel, as much as that is, we still have this thing where our parents didn't talk about money.
Yep.
We don't know their money situation. Yep. You know, I generally know my dad worked, my mom didn't, so I know where the money's coming from. But I don't know how much they have, how much they give. I don't know their budget. They never talk to me about it. If I ask them about it, they tell me to mind their own business. I wouldn't even ask about it.
Oh, it's so, a huge deal back in the day. It's a huge deal.
Yeah. So all you know is, well, we're joint. We got to have a joint account, yeah. right?
Yep.
And yes, you do because you're sharing a lot of things. But like Keith said, I don't need your flowers on my account. You know, it doesn't warm the cockles of my anything anymore. You know, where right. when I have to worry about if we're paying rent because you decided to get me a $200 gift, and then the stress comes at the end of the month.
And I'm paying for it. I'm paying yeah. for my gift. Right.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Like I gave her the gift of Portal 2. That'll be fun for us to play together.
And you also gave her a bowling ball with the name Homer on it.
I don't know why she was having a little attitude. Here's the letter I was talking about. Hi, Keith and Akemda. James writes this. My name's James. I'm 26. I'm straight. I'm from Chicago. I'm sober. I give a huge Keith Twitworthy shit about this email. My girlfriend and I have been together almost a year. She moved in with me in May, and so far everything seems good. Well, you would hope so, right? May, June, July. I hope so.
Yeah.
But one pretty big thing bothering me, she doesn't pay for anything. I pay the rent and all the bills. She will occasionally pay for groceries and things here and there, but I seem to be, yeah, and I bet it's like organic food and she never wanted.
Pay for, he's I not pay, eating any of it.
Right. She will occasionally pay for groceries and things here and there, but I seem to be the one most out of pocket. I get paid more than her, but she still has a nice salary. I mean, I'd be happy if she paid all the bills and groceries and I'd pay rent. It didn't bother me for the first 2 months because I was still enjoying the honeymoon living together phase, but now it's starting to irk me. Of course, your mate will resent you, I promise. She doesn't have any problem going to the salon or shopping, so that's good. Anyway, wondering what you guys think. Have you experienced this? I know Keith's living with his girlfriend now. She's interning, so she mustn't be making too much money. Is he in the same boat? Should I suck it up? Do Lauren and Akemda have issues like this? Advice would be good. Thanks. Love you guys. Been listening for 3 years. Can't wait for the Keith and the Girl roast and Keith's new stand-up DVD piece.
I could see Sean rolling his eyes and shaking his head like this. There's no other word. This idiot.
Yeah.
You didn't even talk about it.
And you're scared to talk about it.
She yeah. didn't even know your rent, I bet.
No.
Ask her what rent is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ask her who to send it to.
You know who you can blame for that? Her mother. Because that's where she got that idea that she doesn't have to pay for any of this.
I don't know, but isn't then her dad just as responsible?
Yeah, and her father. Her mother and her father. I didn't mean to sound misogynistic there, but when you're growing up, your parents don't talk about money, but obviously you got kind of a vibe. Her vibe, rich kid, I don't know if she's a rich kid. Or she grew up as a rich kid.
It's society also. You take these girls out, you pay for them, they start getting a little confused, yeah. you know? I'd like to play this again. I know I played it before, but we mentioned the DVD Culture Shock the other day with the documentary on it that McNally did called Once a Year, Why I Do Stand-Up, you know, Only One Time a Year. People are curious about that. Angie the Strange doing great stand-up on it. But I bring it up because I want to play a track again from it, Women and Money.
Oh, it's very funny.
Thank you. And
it's very fucked up. I hate this track and I love it so much.
Because even the women know. Even the women in the audience know what they do. And it's...
I have never behaved that way.
I understand. No one has. It's just the whole audience is laughing lips.
But
they're imagining this fantasy world. Sounds very funny and uncomfortable.
I have to go back a little bit and disagree with you, Sean, on blaming the mother and father. You can blame your mother and father up to a certain age, and that age is, I just moved in with my boyfriend, I'm sucking his cock and fucking him. I think at that point, you could let go of your parents and what they did to you, and you know, or go to therapy and start working that shit out.
But you don't think behaviors are set up from that?
Who gives a shit? Okay. I blame him because he didn't discuss it. Did mommy and daddy have anything to do with that? Are they coming to visit you and paying the rent? Yeah. It doesn't matter. You had to have that discussion. If her mommy and daddy fucked her up, it's not going to change anything. You can't blame mommy and daddy for the rest of their life.
Right. My girlfriend doesn't come home from a literal 16-hour day and go, I thought you told me you were going to make dinner. And I go, well, yeah, I'm waiting for mom to make it. I'm used to that. I'm used to her making dinner all the time for us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no, it's society. It's society that, you know, how did they pay? They had sex with you.
Right.
It's like, really, it's not even because I had sex with you too, you know?
I don't know. Your strokes were a little uneven.
It's society that's saying, you know, you can go to a bar without your purse.
Right.
Well, you know, so if you never talk about it,
yeah,
maybe some women are confused. Maybe some women are confused. Like, women don't pay, though.
Wait a minute. You're saying, all right. Well, you would know. Like, you don't think there's a... especially the bar situation, girls know.
Right.
Girls, they're not going with the purse. They're not thinking of it as a thing like, oh, you have to pay for drinks. Drinks are money. No, they go with the idea that guys are going to buy them drinks.
But they know it's going to happen.
And they know it's going to happen, but they don't. But they know that it's not. They know these guys just don't have unlimited funds. They know that there's a cost there, and that's
where you're wrong. No, you're wrong, but you're both wrong. There is a spectrum.
That sounds about right. All right, go ahead.
There's a spectrum of human being. I have met women who literally will not go out. They don't have a dime or a credit card or backup, and I fear for their lives. I don't know
right.
what the fuck.
Yeah.
What?
It's like judgment night for them.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you don't have a purse or pockets, or are you, you know, do you put it in your bra? You're not wearing a bra. Like, how are you functioning? I look good. Okay, fine. They get away with it. They buy the lobster on the first date, you know, whatever. Buy. Right. You know, they order right. that. On the other spectrum, and I think, Keith, you're there. I don't think that your girlfriends were always like, oh, expecting you to pay. In fact, I remember one of our first dates, I specifically ordered the cheapest thing on the menu because I knew that you would insist on paying that time, and I knew that you didn't have a job, and I never leave without
ID. We're talking
ID
vast majority. See, women like you are going to get upset by this.
Right.
I make my own way. I'm talking about the vast majority of women, and we've been out in the field, Sean and I. We know what we're talking
about. You're a grounded, down-to-earth, like right. reasonable person. Like,
but have you guys only dated not grounded, down-to-earth people? I feel like it's your choice to date, and I feel like as women, we put ourselves out there. I don't look like you're going to pay for every meal. I'm not saying I'm ugly or anything like that. There's a look to someone you're going to pay for, okay? And there's a look to somebody who's going to spot you.
I agree that I understand what you're saying, but I think like even we were talking about, we went from dates, we got into dates, we were talking about relationships before.
Right.
Wait, anybody, no matter what they look like, you get into a relationship with them, it's going to get tired paying for every,
right.
Oh yeah.
Every little thing of what they do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Unless you're filthy rich.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Unless you're filthy rich, which that relationship isn't really based on anything. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, obviously there's some kind of sugar daddy thing going on there anyway. But I mean, when it comes to any girl, after a while, the novelty, I'm sounding worse than I want to. The newness and the novelty of dating them at first runs out. And once you get into a relationship, things get older, and you expect them to kind of hold their own.
Well, logic kicks in.
Logic kicks in, right? Exactly.
About. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And but what I'm saying is that there's girls out there. Maybe there's girls out there. Some of them don't know, but there's girls out there. You're saying these beautiful girls that they, I think they know, but they choose to be blissfully ignorant. I think they choose to just be like, oh.
Well, there are a lot of people enabling that choice.
That's true. That's true. But the, so it doesn't change the fact that they're
so he has to talk to people. Her. I'm telling this this guy James needs to go. I bet he, you're right. He doesn't even know how much rent is. Just say rent's on Thursday. Are you ready?
Oh yeah, be passive aggressive about it.
No, but I say aggressive aggressive. You ready?
That's aggressive aggressive. I like it. I think it's a good idea. His way of talking about it was writing you a letter and hoping she listens to the show.
Right. I think that's the best he's gonna get.
That's the thing. Yeah.
You know what? In all fairness, she doesn't know because you never told her. You're right. Just as responsible. So take the responsibility. Sit her down and go, look, I hope, I want to be with you. I want to pay the rent. I want to do all this. It's just not reasonable, feasible, yeah. Whatever easable word you want to use. Right. You know, it's just not possible.
You could be nice and say, you know what? Just to be clear, I can't afford paying rent and the bills and everything. And I guess I assumed it was 50-50, but we never talked about it. Are you good with that? What kind of girl is going to say no? And that's the one you got to kick to the curb.
Right. Because
there's
that's
other
exactly
issues.
It.
Believe me, it's
that's
that simple.
Exactly it.
You know what? Because if you can't afford it, probably the person that you live with, whether they're your roommate or your lover, they should probably know that.
Yes.
Right. And you don't know, by the way, so you could tell chicks are getting upset on the feedback here. Not all women are this way. You don't want to date a woman like that, then don't, duh. But you know what? You got to get to know the woman, and you don't know them until you bring it. Hey, are you one of these cool chicks before we go out?
Right, exactly.
I'm not saying I'm cheap or a scumbag. It's really not about money, I swear. Yeah. But no, we don't know until you don't open your purse and we go, fuck.
In 6 months, are you going to pay for one of these meals or no? Like, you don't ask that. Yeah.
All right, you got 7 martinis at $14 each. Let's see what happens at the end of the meal. That's what I expected. All right. See you never.
See, but in a way, I wonder what either one of you guys are doing at a martini bar that costs 14 drinks. I feel like somebody who is more at a level where they're going to pay will be reasonable about that. And I think somebody who doesn't want to pay for things like that won't be at a bar that...
You could still have a nice night out, and most people only get to go out Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah. Live it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think it's like, maybe it's occasional, but this guy, James, with this girl, I think he's afraid that... the minute he asks her for money, he's going to look less attractive to her.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? Money's not attractive. It's really ugly. You feel like a piece of shit. I don't want to say I can't afford anything. I'm a girl and I don't want to say it. I want to. In fact, if I had a ton of money, I quit your job, Lauren. You know, I want to do that because.
She just ran out in the street.
You know, everyone wants to take care of somebody that they love.
Exactly.
But there are other ways to take care of you. And if you can't recognize that, then what are you going to do? What's his name? James? What are you going to do, James? What are you going to do if you can't afford it and you keep acting like you can?
Right.
Then what?
If James? She has an issue this way, she's going to have a bigger issue.
Yeah.
When people are pounding down your door.
James is going to get into a loan shark situation in about a year.
She's going to love that. That's going to be attractive. Yeah.
McBain's been out there in the world. He's funny. He's like, hey, watch the vast majority of women. If you're out and you go, hey, I got this one so you can get the next one. Watch the look on their face and how all of a sudden they don't speak English. You know, all day. Yeah, you know, you're out with them at the bar and they can't hear anything about sex or money, but everything else, crystal clear.
Loud and clear.
Right.
You know what? I've been arguing this point because I am the female on the mic, and because I don't want people to, I feel like this is how women think when they're listening to this, same as me. You are talking about me, and I'm like, I know that. Yeah. It's just the feeling I get is, I worked so hard to not be this. I worked so hard to be equal so that you look at me not like somebody you need to take care of, like a child, so that you look at me on an equal, you know, right. So that Keith, can be business partners, right. So that when Sean walks into the room, he doesn't think of me as just a girl. And when you say that, I can't help to cringe, even though I know you're not talking about me. So women who are listening, if you're not that girl, we're not talking about you.
Hold on one second.
That's hard.
Hold on one second, because I'd like to correct Henda. First of all, if any of this conversation bothers you, don't blame men.
Yeah.
Blame your counterparts.
Exactly.
Secondly, Henda said, you know, if you know this isn't you, then it's not you. I disagree. It probably is you. No girl's going to go, I'm going to admit it's me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point because the people who go, I am so low maintenance, I'm like,
yeah. To even say that. My girlfriend has never once told me she's low maintenance. But she's low maintenance.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't have to say it, we'll probably figure it out.
I'm a people person. I'm down there.
Oh, believe me. I'm down
there.
You're an
asshole.
I'm real down there.
You ever heard the the explanation of if there's a person who constantly tells you what they are all the time, like, you know me, I'm always so-and-so.
Right.
Like, you know how I do, I'm this and that. It's like, ooh, you're right. The
It's
opposite.
Cringeworthy.
Oh, yeah. Because people who do it are just there. Mm-hmm.
I talk about my ear problems and this and that. And I go, I'm a regular fucking doctor. Believe me. Don't let me work on you. Okay? I say it too much. It cannot be true. Speaking of a relay, so I'm excited. I want to play that track for people that never heard it called Women and Money. And I saw this other, like maybe a week ago. And that's why I'm bringing it up, the DVD Culture Shock. I know it's me, but I'm very proud of it.
You should be. It's a really good DVD.
Thanks. Jesse James, speaking of relationships, he cheated on Sandra Bullock. She went up and got her Oscar.
And thanked him.
For that football movie, The Blind Side, and said, you are my life, my rock. Next day, oops, his dick's been all over town.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, Jesse James ended up going out with Kat Von D. She's from L.A. Inc., I believe. You'll recognize her. She's a celebrity. She has tattoos all over her, you know, real badass chick. And that makes more sense. You know, sometimes you can't, don't judge a book by its cover. I don't know. Look at the spine, at least, right? So this couple, it's like, okay, that makes a little more sense than Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. Well, Jesse James just cheated on Kat Von D.
Oh, is that? I heard they broke up.
They broke up, yeah.
Because he cheated on Kat Von D.
They had a verbal argument outside of L.A., California, yelling about this other woman. He finally told her to leave, get the fuck out of her house. They were outside. I can hear them fighting, says a witness. Kat kept throwing some woman's name out and arguing about how she didn't like him living so far away. Jesse ended the conversation with, fine, fuck you, sped away in his motorcycle. Kat sat in her Bentley with her head on the steering wheel for about 3 minutes before finally driving away.
Oh, isn't it great to be a celebrity when somebody times how long you've been
right,
in your
3 minutes.
It's the best part of people knowing you.
Well, she, of course.
Play-by-play of your life.
Well, she's addicted to tattoos, all these people are, and, you know, these badasses, you start getting more than seven, you're going to be getting them all over. While on her arm, she has Jesse James, and you ever see somebody try to do a face? But she did Jesse James as a young boy, so she's going to have that forever.
Oh, that is so ugly. When Lauren and I were camping, we went to the lake by the campground. Unbelievable. We just kept seeing over and over these people that's either RIP and the person's face on, or like, I love you, and Danielle, and then Danielle's like on their back, and it's just creepy.
It's really bad.
Creepy.
Or band names.
Band names I understand.
Really?
Yes. Band names I understand because there's nostalgia involved. There's a feeling that a band gives you. There's some kind of camaraderie with the other people that you listen to it with. There's a childhood. There's like all this emotion that comes with a band that they gave it to you.
No, but now, I'm talking about like Chumbawamba, like a Chumbawamba.
Nobody mentioned Chumbawamba before I went off on that spiel. And I think you trapped me.
You get knocked down, you get back up again. I don't know. I get it. Decided to drink whiskey, drink lager, drink. I know what's going on. McBain talking about these chicks. Old girl's driving a car with a license plate cover that says Princess, Queen, or He Got It For Me. Just nodded their head and go, that's right, I make my own way. Mm-hmm.
If you like it, then you should put a ring. That's from the same woman who also sang All the Women Who Independent.
Right.
All right.
Well, what can I say? I'm sorry. It's Double Drink Thursday and I get mines. I know you get yours. Speaking of tattoos, there was an addition to a Keith and the Girl tattoo. This is from our friend Jennifer, and she says, good morning.
Oh, I read this.
Already you like it.
I teared up. This woman has been with us, but she's emailed us before. I recognize her name, and she's been a part of the Keith and the Girl world for a long time, and this is just a touching story.
Right now, just to catch people up, there are 95 Keith and the Girl tattoos.
Wow.
That is not including two brandings. You can see
brandings?
Oh, just like I'm saying. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. You can see all these. In fact, see them at keithandthegirl.com/tattoos. But if you go to katgtv.com, where you have all these videos we talked about, kind of Comic-Con, it's hilarious, a whole bunch of stuff, little baby faggot stories there, everything. But there's also a video, right? Yeah, that's there too. Anyways, there's also a video of somebody getting, his name's Mike, and he got Keith and the girl branded on him. They ended up cutting this outline into his skin, branded him. And even if you're thinking like cattle, that would have been easier where you just one brand. They burned slowly.
Yeah, it would have been
more. A silhouette of our logo. Slowly. It was painful. He's like, when do you get a pussy? It's your show. I'm like, that's why. I'm a pussy. Are you fucking kidding me?
You just said it.
It would have been more humane had they done it like cattle.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it one of those like pen things?
Exactly.
Like, oh.
I'm smelling his flesh. I'm like, I got to go out.
It's like Mr. Jonathan from Lethal Weapon, the first of the. Yeah. You ever seen Mr.
He's like, you can't even watch me get it done? No.
No.
I can't.
How would I?
I can't. I'll somebody videotape it. I'll watch it when we turn into a TV show.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, this person says. I added L'Chaim under my Keith and the Girl tattoo. I have tattoo number 24. You can see this, of course, at the website, like I mentioned. Last year was one of the most rough years of my life, right when it should have been a very happy time. What with my husband and I building our first house, I assumed that he would pay all the bills. Well, next thing you know, I'm just kidding. I ended up in the hospital for a week right before we were supposed to close due to a severe a type of infection in my right leg complicated by my diabetes. It had hit my nerve and caused excruciating pain. You know what? I know exactly what she's talking about. Do you remember I went to the kind of like a flea market? What do they call it? A fair, they call it. A street fair. You know, it's just a flea market.
Yeah, you went to a flea market.
Right. So I bought one of these, I've seen on TV, choppers to do your vegetables. Oh, they get me. You show me a live demonstration, I'm in. I see it on TV, bullshit. I see it in person. And this separates your whites, your yolks, your whites. And this is a spin turner. I'm like, a spin turner? So, but anyway, I'm washing this thing. Very, very sharp, this tool that I got. And I'm bleeding all over the place right now. So my point is, I know exactly what she went through.
Well, hold on. You're comparing her debilitating.
Yes.
Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
You cut yourself on a
knife of sorts.
A knife of sorts.
Right.
And she has a debilitating disease.
Let me tell you something. She didn't add this, and she would have if it happened. She wasn't bleeding all over the fucking place. I was bleeding all over. I'll put the picture on the website. I don't know how I did it. I'm surprised I was alive. But anyway, as a result of this, I was out of work for 1 month because I could not walk. Look at that. I went to work, but anyway.
You're an asshole.
A few weeks after that ordeal, I went in for a routine tonsillectomy and a partial. Yeah, never go for these routine things.
You never go for a partial anything.
Right.
That's why I don't go to the doctor.
Go for the whole thing.
A partial thyroidectomy. I think she's making up words. It's like people that send those letters in, say beer and bear and fair and fair. I'm like, you're just fucking with me. These aren't real words. Partial thyroidectomy due to them finding some nodules, which turned out to be thyroid cancer.
Holy God.
I had to go into surgery again and go through the radiation treatment later in the year. I ended up having to miss 3 months of work while having to stay in school working on master's in social work due to my job being contingent upon me being a student. There were many times where I just wanted to give up and just cry and feel sorry for myself. Whenever I felt that way, I put on Keith and the Girl. The August marathon was especially beneficial. The whole ordeal did make me realize how lucky I was to have supportive friends and family. Before this, I was always worrying about how I was going to get through when I had to do an unpaid internship for 4 months. After everything kept happening, I had few choices. Deal with it and try to enjoy what I could, or turn into an unproductive, depressive ball. L'Chaim will remind me that no matter how bad it gets, there's always some light peeking through. Keith and the Girl was some of that light. I didn't write this, but the majority. Things are much, much better now. I've been cancer-free for almost a year. I am doing very well in my studies, and I have impressed the higher-ups at my job here so much that they offered me an internship that will likely be paid, plus the VA pays social workers much better than other places. I'll send you a picture as soon as I can. Not of these diseases. I hope not. Technology is not working in my favor today, but she ended up figuring it out. We put it on the website. Thanks for all you do, Jennifer.
Well, wow. Jennifer, L'Chaim.
L'Chaim.
To life, to
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's crazy.
Let me mention this, by the way. Speaking of changing lives, kind of the song is Surrender. And we have it at the Keith and the Girl store, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I think I've said this before. I'll say it again. One of the greatest singers of all time, I'm not exaggerating, is Chemda. And if not the greatest singer of all time. And again, that's not an exaggeration. So she has this song, and I want people to hear it. And people are writing letters in, how they love it, how, you know, make an album already. Quite frankly, that was my goal, get her excited about it. So, and it's a name your own price. Take it for free, you know, if you want it. Spread it around to your friends, that kind of thing. So we ended up putting it on Facebook, like, hey, Facebook, you know, we have a lot of followers. I don't know if you know about this. Maybe you're going into surgery. You haven't heard the show.
I also did it for an easy link. You know, sometimes people hear keithandthegirl.com/store, and then you got to look through. Oh, you got to look through the store. Yeah. Whatever. So I put the direct link, like, hey, if you want my song, you can have it for free. You could name your own price. You know, if you want to throw us a dollar or two or whatever, or take it for free and just spread the word. And so I put the link into the invite. And I've been getting really good responses, and thank you to everybody who downloaded it. Thank you to anybody who downloaded it and did name a price. That's appreciated.
Here's one. Here's one I found interesting. This is from Cody Stringfellow, and he writes, "Why not post at least a preview of it?"
Which we did, right?
So,
like a bar.
So Hemda writes back, "To be honest, because I don't know how to do that, but download it for free. If you hate it, delete it. If you like it, you want to contribute." Go to keithandthegirl.com/donate, if that's your thing. So Cody rates back, I'd probably donate. Just want to hear it first. Well, like, you really think you can't make it easier? And this is why you ask the family of the 9/11 victims to vote. You can't ask the world.
Because they care about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to hear it. Like, wow, it's free if you want it. It can't be easier.
I genuinely did not know what to say to that next comment. I thought I just stop right there, because I feel like all the information is there. He would download it if there was a preview. We played a preview on a previous show of ours, and you know, I thought that gave people the idea. And plus, the preview is download it. I promise it's not a virus.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, how else are we going to get this virus to you? I mean, delete.
And well, the song will also enlarge your penis.
Okay, that'll do. Cody, come on, man. I want to read this letter. Thanks for the shout out. A quick band update. This is from Darren from the band The Harvest. We are giving away, go to keithandthegirl.com/store and you'll see right on there how you get this free CD of theirs. They sent us tons, so we're going to start giving them away. I'm 29 sober. I give 10 million Twitter shits about this email. I was listening to yesterday's show and was totally caught by surprise with your mention of Bumper Crop. Very cool to hear. I just want to rate you to update you on the band in case people are confused when they hear Harvest 2.0. Versus Bumper Crop, the CD that we're giving away. Harvest 2.0 is the same band, but with a chick singer. We no longer play our old catalog of songs. We have transformed greatly over the year, so we have been together writing and playing. The stuff is way better now. So we're giving you the shit, it seems like. We even have a Keith and Girl-inspired song about calling your time off vacation. When I finish my work today, for example, I consider myself on vacation, even if I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, like he's on vacation until tomorrow morning.
An hour, like a 12-hour vacation.
Yeah, it's a six-hour party. I might be sleeping, it doesn't matter, I'm on vacation.
Nice.
This will be featured in an upcoming acoustic recording. Go to theharvestrocks.com/free. Okay, but can you mail me a track?
Well, the thing is, I think from his email, the fact that he says the word, it's the same band, but we got a chick singer. You can picture exactly what this guy looks like.
Right, you like him, right?
Yeah, you love him. He's definitely got a Rush t-shirt on. There's no way he doesn't have a Rush t-shirt on.
We're giving away our first new recordings like candy to get it out there. No tricks, just ghetto.zip downloads. I'd like to send you a sleeveless shirt to your P.O. box as well. We have a P.O. box.
Thank you, I'll take it.
That doesn't really say that, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sean just fell in love with this guy.
I want this guy to be my best friend.
Thank you for everything you do. I can always count on Keith and the Girl to make me feel good and laugh. Even in the most dire of moods, Keith and the Girl to me is tubs of ice cream to fatties. Much love, Darren.
Do I get one? All right.
A tub of ice cream? Sure. Yeah. That's come what on. We give all our guests.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, Henda. I just listened to your song, Surrender. It was basically my first time listening to your music. And honestly, you have no talent.
You're not a fan of it. Oh, he hung up.
I knew that was coming by his tone.
Right.
I'm like, this is going to be a bad review.
Oh, he was practicing it. He's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Wait
for it.
You're
going to feel so bad after this.
Well, how are we going to have a cop? By the way, this guy's from Canada.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Really? That's shocking.
He must have just moved there. Yeah. He's not acclimated, nothing.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that I really wasn't into. I was listening to...
I bet he didn't even download it, this motherfucker.
Right, it's Cody, and he didn't download it. You have no talent. That's ridiculous. It could not be your song, but to say it's no talent?
No.
That's ridiculous. That's like going on YouTube, no talent. Like, all right, maybe I don't need so much disco in their shit, but no talent. Okay. So, but I'll tell you something. I was listening.
You know what? I thought I'd be a okay? I really did. I thought
you wrote it for Cody. I think you wrote it for Cody.
Cody, I surrender. Oh my God!
The song was about the future. The song was about today. Surrender, indeed.
This is the worst day of my life.
Come on, that's not how can you imagine a conversation work like that? I just want you to say you have no talent. What makes you say that? Bye!
Actually, that's exactly how I want the conversation to go.
Right, why would I want it to go somewhere? Yeah.
Why stay after that?
Oh, you have no talent. Come have some tea.
Really? Can I invite you? You want to stay the night?
We made spaghetti.
I probably heard that wrong. Do you have a second? You probably misspoke. I was listening yesterday to Amy Winehouse, Back to Black Deluxe. Amy Winehouse, of course, passed away. Unknown causes, who knows? Can't even begin to guess. But I got to tell you, yeesh. Is this the same Amy Winehouse that everybody's talking about?
She has no talent?
I don't know. You know what? I don't get it. I remember the first time I heard it sounded old school, jazzy. I think I dug it, and I downloaded this album. I don't know.
I like it. I mean, I never
but
heard
have you heard the album? That's funny. Everybody loves it. Pick up the fucking album.
No, I never heard the whole album. I don't think that kind of music is for me in an entire album. I feel like it misses.
I'm not saying she has no talent.
No, I loved her style and her music. Right. It's just not my style of music continuously for me. But I do love and not even the Rehab song, the one where like she's obviously sleeping with someone else and the boyfriend's okay all the time.
Oh,
I love that one.
Is that the one? Does that have Valerie on it? Is that the
same?
Okay, that's a good song, and I heard that on the Glee project.
Now, why won't you hear the rest of the songs?
Because I download them as I hear them. If I dig something, I download it as a single.
I see. Well, I was excited to hear her rendition of Black to Black. You know, I'm back to black. And I got to tell you, her reimagining Blue. I don't mean to speak ill of the dead. But afterwards, I did put on Back in Black from AC/DC. So much better. 100% better. Is that okay to say? And we can all agree on this, by the way, right? Bon Scott, horrible. Brian Johnson, voice of an angel. I think we all agree. We can move on. But I don't know. I hear the Back to Black turn my dick into an innie.
Yeah.
But Back in Black, a load just fell out.
Wow.
Yeah. Big difference between the two, I got to tell you. I was listening to Back to Black, and I'm like, where's that ear fungus when I need it? That's how I felt. I got to be honest. You know what the dad's saying now? Amy Winehouse's dad?
Oh, God.
She's not only did she die not from drugs, she's been sober for 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
Not even 3 months. Know.
Right.
I think
not even 3 minutes.
That sounds a little bit fishy.
Right.
You know what, though? That's a daddy. She'll always be my little girl. Yeah, she's little because she hasn't eaten in a while. The crack's getting to her.
A lot of people.
She's been hitting the gym. She's been hitting that gym in England.
A lot of people are writing in about all the music they've heard from you, Conjure One and all that. Hemd is fine, believe me.
Oh, that's so sweet, though.
You mean you're not on crack, Hemd?
Hey, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, no. I don't. Well, this is embarrassing.
I want to hear the song. Are you going to play the song?
Let's see. You got to go download it.
Okay. I'll give you $1 right now.
He's purposely not playing a piece of the song. I know because of that guy, Cody, who wanted to hear a piece. Okay, who's being ignorant.
No, you know what? Good. Right. You're right for that. I didn't even think of that.
I see on 2 Conjure One albums over here. I got Dr. Israel. I got Voodoo Lulu. EA Sports, FIFA Soccer. They thought she was good enough for that. Okay. All right. Good point, caller.
Wait, your voice is on all those?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Cody.
We're calling you
Well,
Cody.
In all fairness, there are people who have been on a lot of things that don't have the greatest voice in the world. That's not exactly how you measure.
But that's not your case.
No, I do think I have a little talent.
You have a little talent. Can we agree you have a little talent?
Yeah. Can we agree that it's not no talent, at least?
Yes.
Is that okay? Hey, I thought this was, quite frankly, funny. And I had this idea. I'm not going to implement it because, like I told you about the Keith Lingle branding, I'm a pussy. But I had this idea where somebody came into my house. I think it was a laundry pickup when I put this idea together. Guy came to pick up my laundry. And I opened the door. A guy's there. So I hand him my laundry.
With no words exchanged.
No words exchanged. Mm-hmm. Like if you called somebody for plumbing and a guy has a certain look at your door, like you immediately let him right into your house, right? So I thought, just go door to door, and maybe you catch somebody at the right time. And you go, hi, pickup. And they hand you something, or most likely, of course, they'll go, there's no pickup here. And you go, sorry, wrong house. Next house.
Or they'll go, where's the pizza man?
Right, exactly. They're like, no, you drop off. Where's my pizza?
No, I'm mistaken. But I think it's the next house. The reason I bring this up is at a cast checking place, a guy came in and said, I'm here for the pickup. He had on a security guard uniform. I'm here for the pickup. They hand him $15,000 cash. About an hour later, the real guard comes.
Whoa.
And everybody goes, what the fuck? They just handed it over. Like, you just got a pickup. Here you go. And I've done it many times. Not with $15,000, but I've done it many times. Here's somebody came in. We did it. Is this what you're going to say?
Yeah.
We did it with our book, the relationship book we were talking about. What do we do now? The only copy that we had that we're fixing the mistakes that whoever gave us, the publishers. And we're changing little things. So much work trying to make this deadline. Guy shows up. There you go. You're a guy.
Because he doesn't even speak English. He's like, me.
Right.
You? Hey.
Okay, for the okay. this is drunk. Yeah, this is who knows. This is for the I'm giving it this to you for Random House, right? Book. I'm like, I said the word book.
And he's like, no, I just live in a random house down the block. You just book and you're just like, yeah, we got a book. Here's the book. This is our book. You work in publishing? Fire engine. Yeah, okay. Whatever you have to get back. Whatever you take to get back to your office.
You know what's funny is Keith and I really think somebody wants to go door to door to try to steal our book.
Dude, I put so much work into it.
That's the thing. Only we feel that way about our book. We're like, don't take our book. Who gives a shit?
You're just going to end up with a bunch of laundry after this fucking scheme that you have.
We go, hey, can you verify that they got it whenever you deliver it? And they're like, it's a fucking book. It's okay.
Our industry is dying.
Yeah, every bookstore is closing. I don't think I'm going to sell this on the street. Now, make an audio version. We're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Trebek ended up being part of some thievery. He's in his hotel room. He's 71 years old, by the way. He's in his hotel room sleeping with his wife. The balls in this world.
Fucking his wife or sleeping?
Yeah, the balls of him at 71 thinking he can fuck. He's sleeping with his wife. And he hears noise in his hotel room. And a woman is going through his stuff. A thief.
That got through in a hotel room.
And not, right, that got in, right, got into that room. You know how keys are nowadays at a place that Alex Trebek is staying anyway. You can't even get in with those cards. She got in. Hey, thief, I need your help. I'm locked out. So anyway, he gets up. He starts chasing her down the hall. He falls, hurts his Achilles heel. Being so old, you know, you do anything, something breaks. So he has to go get surgery. But he ended up, was able to, like, I guess, call down to the front. However it worked, they ended up catching her. But it wasn't just like he's famous and she's some stalker. This person was going through the whole hotel, cleaning up, hit everything by an ice chest machine. He's still missing some things, by the way. He's missing
He saved a lot of people's shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's yeah. missing cash. Him specifically is missing cash and a bracelet given to him by his mother. But they found a lot of people's stuff. And I guess this person would steal things, put it next to the ice machine, steal some more things, back to the ice machine, they caught her. But you think you're done. I'll tell you, that Pat Sajak wouldn't have stopped this person. I'll tell you that much. Is that out of line? I'd hate to be out of line. Let me mention this real quick. Please, today's show and how it got to you. It got to you because of Blobbin.com, BLOBN.com. You go to Blobbin.com/KATG. And upload your favorite KATG podcast, music, documents, photos, and videos to your Blobbin cloud. Everybody's got a cloud now. That's a new thing.
Yeah, I made up a just now. Mm-hmm. I made up a jingle for this guy.
How are you going to do it?
Blobbin cloud.
Look at this. No talent. Get out of here. No talent. Doesn't even make sense. Not what I heard. Just heard.
Because before the show, we were going over what the sponsor is, right. And I just kept going. It cracked Keith up for some reason. I kept going, Blobbin. Blobbin.
For those oh-so-private files, you know how you guys get. We feature secret directories only you know about them.
Woot, woot.
But in today's age, you know, you share everything. So, you know, you're going to have to tell everybody about your dick pics.
Yeah, like, why would you post a dick pic in your private folder?
Right.
Why?
Go to blobbin.com, B-L-O-B-N, /KATG. Get 50% off our $2 trial.
Mm.
Can't be easier.
What's 50% of $2, though? Now I got to do math. Can you just give me a hint?
Can you just hold my... Here's my shit. Can I hand it to you? Can you explain what the fuck a cloud is? For starters. Going back real quick, McBain is saying, the guy from Catch Me If You Can, if you remember, he put it, which was based on a true story. He put a sign on a night drop box at a bank that said, out of order, he put on a guard uniform and had people put their money in a box. He wow. got 30,000 bucks from that alone.
Wow.
Whew. Wow, that's a really good idea.
You know, if you can't make it work in this world, this is America, land of opportunity. Wow. Sometimes you got to, who the fuck knew what a podcast was? We did one. Who knows you can do this? You can just be a security guard whenever you want. There's a land of opportunity.
But that proves back in the 60s, people were way more trusting than they are now.
I don't know. I think we do the same thing.
You would hand your money to a man in a guard uniform?
Give me a receipt, sure. What do I care? It's a receipt.
You know what? That specifically, I get a receipt from ATMs and purchases when they go, do you need a receipt? No, I don't. I'm throwing it in the garbage. But I want you to give it to me. Right. Because otherwise, you're going to go, oh, this person doesn't follow their tag. Right. Yes, tag this person. I'm nuts. But that's, yeah. You know, but I think Keith is right. I think we'd still do the same thing. Yeah. But now the world blocks us a little more. They have more baby guards for things. So now they know this trick. They guarded us from that trick. But we're still falling for shit. The Nigerian scam that everyone keeps sending tens of thousands of dollars to some man they never heard of before that somebody died in some distant family. I mean, come on. Right. No, we're still falling for everything.
I saw your website. I know you trust person. $6 million. You get 80%. And I'll tell you something. You know how ridiculous that is. And yet, it's still tempting.
My girlfriend.
What if? What if there is a king of Nigeria and he's in desperate? I don't know. I don't know the world like I should.
No, it's not even that you don't know the world. It's that your ego is so like, well, I deserve $6 million. Yeah. Sure. If somebody died and left me $6 million. Yes. Finally.
This makes sense.
I am a good person. Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend got hacked on one of those. Her Google and her Facebook got hacked. And they were sending people random emails. Okay. They're sending people random emails. Saying, hey, listen, I'm stranded in England.
I got one of those one time, yeah.
You got one of those?
Yeah.
I'm stranded in England. I'm arguing with the manager of this hotel. Somebody mugged me. I have no money. Can you send me? People she hasn't talked to in 3 years. Right. And most people are like, hey, are you all right? It's a scam. Other people are sending back going, are you okay? Is everything okay? Why would she email you, somebody she met on the bus one time?
But that's not fair. See, that's not fair because you're wondering, like, could she only find my number for some reason? Or did she only on her phone get a chance to type in one letter and that first letter brought up my email? You know how it auto-fills?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm the only one. She's splendid, Sean! How
this
nice
is my
is
time
it?
To right. shine! Yeah, yeah, right.
How
exactly.
nice is it that people write back? You know, I'm sure some people are like, well, yeah, take my wallet, you know?
In this day and age... She only remembered my number. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, it does seem very tempting. Here's a website you should definitely check out. It is SeanDonnellyComedy.com. I'm going to tell you how to spell it, Sean, if you don't know. I believe it's S-E...
Is this for your wife because she's listening?
Yeah, she should know. She's never been there before. I really would hope that she could check it out.
Is she taking your last name?
Yes, she is.
Aw, so but, here we're gonna spell it for you, Mrs.
But she's an
Donnelly.
Actress, and for acting, she's keeping her name.
That's fair
because it's Marielle Matero, and that's alliteration. The alliteration is amazing. So,
well, she already made it. Yeah, it's me. Sean Donnelly, SeanDonnelly, comedy.com. Check it out. You see what's going on, and that's that. And I'm telling you, I saw Matt Keith and the Girl Bingo do stand up. It was hilarious.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were the best one that night. There, I said it.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
That's true. Until the next person comes on. But absolutely. It's incredible.
Well, I'll take this crown as long as I can take it.
You have it for 24 hours until tomorrow's show. That's it. Thanks, buddy. It's real nice meeting you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys. I had a great time.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't blame anybody that cheats on their resume, man. It's especially now. Especially fucking there. There's a crisis.
one that women don't seem to understand. You go on, I see this a lot. You go on, I see people on dates. And you just want to carry a newspaper with you nowadays. And what will the lady be having for dessert? I'll have the hot lava cake and the, a cappuccino and a tea. And you just want to slide a New York Times over to her. Don't you like, yeah, there's problems going on. I don't know if you want to, Barack just fired somebody important. Just look at it. You can just look at the pictures and understand what's going on. I don't know. We need the lava cake. Let's cut. You know what? Let's do it now. Let's cover it now. Let's cover it now. What you do, women, and don't deny it. I don't want you to be like, I don't do it, but the majority of you do. The vast majority of you do. It's a fact, undeniable fact. If I go out with a girl, you're done. Who said that? Somebody goes, you're done. If you go out with a girl today, you're paying for everything. You're paying for fucking everything. And to expect, right, you're the one. If to expect it, right, everybody here is cool. I know, it's all them. All right, that's fine. I gotta start dating some of yous. Okay, it doesn't make me sexist because let's say I'm on Martin Luther King Boulevard and it's 4 a.m, right? And I see a thug walking towards me and I cross the street. That doesn't make me racist. That makes me slightly intelligent. If I go out on a date and I assume that I'm going to pay for everything, that doesn't make me sexist. That makes me aware. You exploit and you exploit and you exploit. And it could be from where I came from in the country. Beers are $1.25 to the New York City restaurant on top of the Statue of Liberty. Doesn't matter where it is. And I see you little bitches like, yeah, well, you're trying to get everything you can. I'll take everything I can too. Right, sister? There they are. We'll take where you can. I'm not even talking about dates. I'm not even talking about being old fashioned. Like, you know, the dude should pay for it. I'm talking about just going out with the girl. Going out with the girl you're not going to fuck. Going out with the girlfriend of a buddy of yours. They just fucking, here comes the check. Ooh, all of a sudden Stevie Wonder when the check comes. All checks paid, and they're back to the conversation. You got some balls for women. Good Lord. And I come home, and I'm like, yeah, I paid for everything again. And my girlfriend goes, well, why do you do that? Why don't you not pay like they don't pay? I'm like, because I have some these bitches don't. Pride. Because they could sit there. You could sit there at a bar and just be like, ooh, looking around. What if us guys did that too? I don't fucking know. No, they go to the bar and like, okay, you want to have some drinks? Let's have drinks. Okay, 2 Stella. Okay, we'll take some. You want these shots? 4 Patrons. Okay, and 2 Grey Goose bottles. I'll just take that home, put that in my bag. Okay. And the bartender's like, okay, that'll be $2 million. Very superstitious. And then the bartender looks at you, the dude. Huh? Like $2 million, sir. I didn't order it. I didn't order it. What is it like to just be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do? Oh, are you two guys playing pool for money? Well, I just want to move the balls around for no reason. Okay, see you later. Respect me at work tomorrow. Okay. We go out with Henda's cousin, my girlfriend's cousin. And she brags about how she just went all over the world the last 3 months and never had to pay for anything.
I never had to pay for anything!
So we see where this bitch is going, right? So we pay, it's the cousin, we pay for everything the first place we go, but the second place we go to, she has no trouble. 17 more appetizers, this fucking pig, 30 more shots that we never asked for, all right. Check comes. No, we're going to steer you down like you steer us down, right? So they put the check down, and we see the check, and we just think, nah. And we wait it out until she realizes, oh, fuck, she's going to have to pay for something. So she does what a lot of girls do. Picks up her purse, waiting for us to say something, right? Fuck you. Opens the purse up. Fuck you. Puts her hand, everything's so slow, puts her hand in the purse. Fuck you. Takes out another purse. It's a Russian fucking purse. Fuck you. Opens that little purse slowly. Oh, fuck you. Takes out chapstick, puts everything back. We end up paying. All right, let's do it this way. I don't mind being the one getting in trouble up here. I'll do the heavy lifting, but I want you guys to do this that's with a girl right now. You two look at each other. And just guys, I want you to go, just a little nod. Mm-hmm. And that's you saying to her, I know. I know what you're doing. I'm not a fucking idiot, and you've been doing it the whole time. I just want you to know, I know. It's all disrespectful if you think I really don't fucking know. I know. Believe me. Hand job tonight, minimum. I know. I truly believe, hold on to your seats, I truly believe that if you're called into court on rape charges, but you have the receipt earlier that night on how you paid for everything, you should be let go. Okay, well, in my defense, Your Honor, thank you, scientists, by the way, for figuring out that was my sperm. I'd like to show you how I never denied I was there. In fact, let's go over the charges, shall we? $30 cover. She said she was going to buy the tickets online for $25, but she didn't. But who gives a shit? You know, that's my money, so who the fuck cares anyway? Heard Van Halen on the stereo. Let's all have Cabo Wabo. Sure, why not? And a Grey Goose to go. I didn't even know you can take bottles to go. I didn't even know that was legal, Your Honor. And you paid for everything. Yes, Your Honor. Dismissed. In fact, whoa, not so fast. Hand job, minimum. Can you imagine, guys? Can you imagine ever leaving your house and going, I'm going to go to the club, but you know what? I don't think I'm going to take my wallet today. But bulk's up my pants. I don't want to take a fucking credit card. I'm just going to go out and have fun. Why can't you have fun with no money? I'm just going to do that. Jesus Christ. And I know you're like, Keith, you're just jealous. If you could do it, if you can get away with it, you'd be doing it too. You know what? I would. But I also wouldn't be talking about equal pay. For what? You don't pay for nothing. Jesus Christ, take away my right to vote. I'm in. Let's change some fucking reverse. Yeah, you know what? I heard you laughing at Keith on stage, and I don't know what you think is going on. This is our first date. Maybe it's ha-ha to you, but I'm not a prostitute, and you're not getting fucking hands up minimum. You're not getting nothing. I just want you to know. Anyway, I had a fun time, but I'm leaving. And then you stop her. You go, yeah, that's fine. No, that's totally cool, honey. Here's the receipt, and your half a drink's a $64, party girl. Hand job minimum. She's doing ass to mouth. Oh, okay. Maybe this time isn't compromising. Okay. All right, then. I mean, you did take me out, so.
Chicks are those celebrities that you see at conventions that you got to pay $20. Like, I was the guy in the mask of Darth Vader. If you want to talk to me, pay $20. But you don't give the money right to them. They're, what the fuck? I don't know. They're my dad. What? I don't understand. What's that for? Maybe put the money in the magic box and we can continue. But I don't understand. That's what they are, because you can't just go, all right, honey, here's $100. Let's go fuck. Like, what? No, you give that to the bartender and the waiter. And then we...